Hello, and welcome to Talking Opinions. I am your host, Anthony Livingston Hall. I am a big Lady Gaga fan. Now, I know that will surprise, perhaps even shock, many of you. So let me clarify. I'm not one of those little monsters who compose her fan base. Hell, their cult-like devotion makes the manic behavior of Beyoncé's beehive look serene. No, I'm too cynical to show any performer that kind of devotion. In fact, Lady Gaga turned me off every time I saw her looking like a friggin' one-person float in search of a Mardi Gras parade. But try as she did to fashion the triumph of gimmick over talent, I never lost sight of the latter, because the girl can sing her ass off. That is why my blog is littered with lamentations, dating back over a decade ago. And in each one, I bemoaned the way her carnival shtick was not only making a mockery of her music, but also creating a persona that was more cartoon than cool. Even worse, if you're my age, her antics came across as not only borrowed, but nothing new. After all, Elton John and Grace Jones paraded around in even crazier outfits way back in the 70s and 80s. But you younger listeners will surely get where I'm coming from when I say that too many performers these days seem to think the key to success is behaving in a way off stage that makes what they do on stage seem almost irrelevant. Exhibit A, Lizzo twerking like a whale courtside at NBA games. Did you get that, Moby Dick? By sterling contrast, performers like Adele and Alicia Keys have never relied on gimmicks to promote their albums or to enhance their popularity. This is why I've hailed them as the music industry's saving grace. Except that, now more than ever, this industry favors those who flaunt their bodies on Instagram pages above those who show their talents in music studios. And I fear this might explain the dramatic weight loss Adele has been flaunting lately. Because, truth be told, I'd rather see her just retreat or retire gracefully, like two of my other favorites, Tracy Chapman and Anita Baker. Surely better this than aping Instagram thoughts masquerading as professional singers. Which brings me back to Lady Gaga, because she seems to have had an epiphany that makes her want to be more like Adele, known more for being a great singer than for being a viral showgirl. At least that's the impression she's giving. Perhaps you've seen her all over TV, confessing that those garish outfits were just her way of covering up the little monster she herself was becoming. As it happens, I caught one of her confessional episodes. It began with the reporter confessor introducing her as used up, not by the industry or her fans, but by the very entity she herself created. That was all I needed to hear, to think that my decade of decrying that entity had finally resonated. But then came the violins, as Gaga performed a clearly rehearsed soliloquy on the all-too-predictable pitfalls of fame. Most notably, she whined about how that so-called entity had come to cast such a long shadow that she was beginning to forget not only where she came from, but what her real name is. For the record, it's Stephanie Germanotta. But I'll spare you her woe-is-me details. Suffice it to know that she finally realized her sanity and soul depended on taming Lady Gaga and getting rid of all of the outfits and theatrics that went along with being unfortunately, she came across like Donald Trump in a few years, whining about how much he hated being president. I mean, is it just me? Or is it disingenuous, perhaps even oxymoronic, to go on TV to say how much you hate being a star? Things that make you go, no? This is why Gaga's confession evoked no sympathy. Frankly, the whole thing was just too Barnum and Bailey to take seriously. After all, even Forrest Gump could have told her that famous is as famous does. Meanwhile, the cynic in me could not help thinking that this public confessional was just another way of getting more of the gratuitous attention which Gaga claims to now regret. I'm sorry, but some things really should be kept between a lady and her shrink. Oh, by the way, it just so happens that she's promoting her latest album, complete with the self-pitying title, I Didn't Want to Be Myself. Which naturally begs the question, which self is she referring to? The costume freak? The little monster inside? Or the Stephanie she so proudly left behind to become Lady Gaga? Like I said, she has always found a way to turn me off. Yet there is no denying her remarkable talent. But this is why, despite all the carnival distractions, I'm still a big fan. Not to mention that the girl can act too. As she displayed in her critically acclaimed movie, A Star Is Born. And, not for nothing, as my buddy Noel might say, she's hot. A coif act she just happened to flaunt this week, quite appropriately, with images promoting the beauty benefits of her cosmetics brand and the booty benefits of rock climbing. That's it, and if you liked it, please subscribe. It's free. If you'd like to contact me, I invite you to email anthonyhall279@gmail.com or use the contact feature on my blog at www.ipjn.com. Thank you for listening, and until the next Talking Opinions, goodbye.